弟兄姐妹平安。
Peace be with you.
那我们今天会看的经文会在彼得前书第四章。
We're going to study 1 Peter chapter 4 today.
如果大家你有自己的圣经，希望你可以打开，然后到第四章里面。
If you have your Bible, please open to 1 Peter chapter 4.
那大家看到这个照片哈。
Now you see the photo here.
我看一下我们在座当中大家年纪可能比我还要有跟我差不多的也有好，那大概都看到的话，你第一个会看到的是那一个照片上面有一个苏联的弹道导弹。
What you see in this photo is a ballistic missile in the this is in the Soviet Union.
那个是大概上个世纪六十年代的
last century in the 60s
那种导弹可以带这个核子的弹头
this type of missile can hold a nuclear head
那这一个导弹的是在那个时候一个很重要的一件事情当中有一个很重要的角色
this missile was used in a very important event at that time
那个事件叫古巴的导弹危机。
It's a crisis of missile in Cuba.
那我相信大家都知道古巴在哪儿。
So I believe you all know where Cuba is.
有没有人不知道古巴在哪儿
？You can raise your hand if you don't know where Cuba is.
好，那古巴我们说是在美国的后院。
We say that Cuba is the garden of the U.S.
那整件事情是怎么样
？So this whole what is this about?
那个时候，美国跟苏联是在冷战当中。
This was during the Cold War.
那个是1962年的事情。
This is in 1962.
那个时候我只有三岁。
I was only 3 years old.
那我们是从后来我们才知道这样的事情。
So we know all about this later on.
那是怎么样会一回事
？So what happened?
那个时候开始是因为美国跟北约在意大利在土耳其。
So
这两个地方。
So U.S. placed the missile in.
部署了对部署了类似这样的导弹。
In Italy and Turkey, so they put the
missile
there.
那个时候很明显是威胁的这个苏联。
To threaten the Soviet Union.
那苏联他就回应美国的这样做，北约这样做，他就在古巴这个地方也部署类似的这样的导弹。
And so the Soviet Union also put a missile in Cuba.
那这样的。情况让这个冷战这个越来越严重。
So this became a crisis during the Cold War.
因为如果这样的导弹一发出去的话，其实会带来那个结果是很严重。
Because if both of them have the bombs there, it's very both sides can get injured.
因为那个时候在二战。之后大概十几二十年
，Because it was only like a couple of years after the Second World War.
大家都知道这个核弹带来的那种的影响。
So people all know what a nuclear bomb can bring them.
大家也知道，如果某一方发射了这一种导弹的话
，And they all know that if one side has this bomb,
另外一方也要回应
，The other side will definitely fight back.
那结果带来就是这个互相都毁灭了这一种的情况。
And it will be disastrous to both of them.
那种的战争就是互相毁灭的战争。
The war is disastrous to both countries.
那这样的事情大概有一个多月的时间。
So about 1 month.
那个时候大家都很紧张。
Everyone was nervous.
当然美国人也很紧张。
The people in U.S. are also nervous.
因为这样的导弹就在这个古巴这个地方。
Because the missile is in Cuba.
那后来就是经过双方的不同的协商，把这个问题把它慢慢这个降温下来。
So they try to calm down.
之后大家都对这样的 事情，他们感觉到那个严重性。
They realized how serious it is.
他们做了不同的方法，希望避免这样的事情再发生。
They tried different negotiations to prevent this to happen again.
那美国就跟北约就把在意大利跟土耳其所部署的个导弹把它撤回。
So the U.S. retracted the missiles in Italy and Turkey.
同样，苏联也把在古巴的这个导弹也把它搬走。
And then the Soviet Union also retracted theirs from Cuba.
不同的做了不同的那个安排，比如说两方面设立了一个叫热线。
So they had different arrangement. They had a hotline.
就是大家可以对话。
So that they can talk.
也包括。把这个导弹要发射的时候要有一个密码，只有总统才可以做的。
And there's a passcode if you want to use the missile, and that only the president of the country knows.
而不同的方法是希望避免这样的战争发生。
So all these different methods is to prevent a war like this to happen.
因为大家知道这样的战争一发生的话，带来的结果就是大家都。没有机会我们可以活下去。
Because they all know that no one can live if a war like this happened.
那对社会带来的影响是什么？
So what is the influence to the society?
就是特别在当时美国的社会，大家都去想到一个问题。
Especially in the U.S. society, everyone is thinking about one thing.
是否这个世界的末日要来到。
Is this the end of the world is coming?
也不少的人回去在信仰当中去寻找这个意义在什么地方。
So many people came back to their beliefs and looking for the meaning of life.
在那一段时间，其实到现在我们还发现不少的电影是围绕着这一件事情，围绕着这一个大家的关注的事情。来拍的。
So we still see many movies today or talks about this event.
那当然我们今天好像在已经过去了几十年的时间，我们发现大家对这样事情不太担心。
Now we look back after so many years, we don't worry about it anymore.
但在不久的大概一年多前。
But about 1 year ago,
这个乌克兰跟俄罗斯当中的战争。
So Ukraine and Russia started another war.
重新把人这一个注意力带回这一种的末日的战争当中。
And then people start to think again about the war at the end of the world.
那我不知道大家对这一种的大家都毁灭性的战争或者末日，你的观点是怎么样？
I don't know what you think about the end of the world or a war.
但圣经里面很清楚讲到
，The Bible tells us
这个末日快来临
，That the end of everything is close.
今天我们要读这一段经文里面的彼得前书里面，彼得就特别的告诉我们
，So we're gonna read First Peter today.
万物的结局。近了。
The end of all things is near.
那我们该怎么样来面对？
How do we face it?
他在这一第四章里面给了我们三个不同的劝勉。
So there are three encouragements that Peter gave us in chapter 4.
帮助我们明白，当我们要明白知道这个末日要来的时候。
To help us to understand when the end of the world is close.
那我们是应该怎么样去面对？
How do we face it?
我们今天的经文会在彼得前书的第四章整章。
So we look at First Peter chapter 4.
当然我们不会把所有的从第一到十九节我们都会念。
We will not read each verse.
但我盼望弟兄姐妹，如果你有圣经的话，打开到第四章来一起来看。
But I hope that you can look at your Bible to check out chapter 4.
那彼得前书，在彼得前书当中，彼得主要是劝勉，那在当时他们受到苦害、受到逼迫的信徒。
So Peter mainly encourages the believers at that time who were undergoing persecution.
要靠主的恩典来过一个得胜的生活。
And they need the Lord's grace to live a triumphant life.
在这一段当中，第四章这一段当中，
in chapter 4,
他提到耶稣基督荣耀的回来。
He says about the coming back of Jesus in glory.
那信徒因着这一种的盼望，
and because of the hope of this,
那应该在面对困难受苦的时候，
so when we face difficulties and persecutions,
要忍耐，
we need to endure,
要等候，
and wait,
要警醒，
and have a sober minded,
要过一个得胜的生活，
to live a triumphant life.
而且他告诉大家这个时间快来。
And he tells us that the time is close.
那整个彼得前书里面其实也围绕着这个耶稣要回来这件事情。
And the whole first of Peter also talks about the second coming of Jesus Christ.
耶稣要回来的时候就是讲到这个世界，现在我们这个世界要完结。
So this world will end when Jesus comes again.
在四章里面其实有几个地方都提到有关这样的告诉我们这件事情。
This was mentioned several times in chapter 4.
说到耶稣回来的时候，人我们要面对的是耶稣带来的审判。
We are going to face the judgment when Jesus comes the second time.
而且这个审判要从神的家里面开始。
And the judgment starts with the household of God.
这样的事情会很快就发生。
This is going to come soon.
所以这一段经文里面提醒我们，这样的事情要发生了。
So it reminds me, it reminds us here.
我们作为一个跟随耶稣的人，
As a follower of Christ,
我们该怎么样去面对？
How do we face this?
那在今天这一段经文我会分三点跟弟兄姐妹一起来分享。
I'm going to talk about three points today.
其实也是彼得在这一章里面分的三个段落来劝勉。
These are also the three paragraphs in chapter 4.
那我们会读三段的经文。
We'll read three paragraphs.
我们先念第一段的话，我们可以用中文来念。
So we'll read the first chapter in Chinese.
然后第二段我们用英文念。
And then the second in English.
好，弟兄姐妹预备好，我们再念第一段。好。
So we'll read the first chapter.
好，开始。基督既在肉身受苦，你们也当将这样的心智作为兵器，因为在肉身受过苦的，就已经与罪断绝了。你们存这样的心，从今以后就可以不从人的情欲。只从神的旨意在世度余下的光阴。好，这个第一段。那我们读第二段的是，好，第二段是彼得前书第四章的第七到第十节。弟兄姐妹，我们可以用英文来读这一段，好吗？
Now we'll read in English, verse 7 to 10.
好。The end of all things is at hand. Therefore, be self-controlled and sober-mindedly for the sake of your prayers. Above all, keep loving one another earnestly, since love covers a multitude of sins. Show hospitality to one another without grumbling. As each has received a gift, use it to serve one another as good stewards of God's very grace. 好，第三段我们要念的是从十二到十三节，我们一起来念好吗？亲爱的，中文，亲爱的弟兄啊，有火炼的试验临到你们，不要以为奇怪，似乎是遭遇非常的事，倒要欢喜，因为你们是与基督一同受苦，使你们在他荣耀显现的时候可
以
欢
喜
快
乐。
好，我们先做一个祷告。
Let's pray first.
天父，谢谢你今天借着这一段经文来提醒我们。
Lord, thank you for reminding us through this chapter.
主耶稣，你再回来的日子
快了。When you come again,
帮助我们从这一段经文当中，我们明白我们该怎么样来自处。
How do we face you?
让你自己的话语进入我们的心里面。
Let your word come into our heart.
让你的灵来帮助我们明白这一段的经文。
Let your spirit help us to understand.
让我们所讲的，我们所听的
，What we say and what we hear，
都是因着神你的灵来带领的。
It's all led by your spirit.
帮助我们。
Help us.
这样祷告，奉耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name, we pray.
Amen. 好，那我们先来看第一点哈。就是讲到、彼得的劝勉，第一个是劝勉当时的信徒。
So the first encouragement that Peter gives the believers at that time.
说你们应该以基督对付罪与受苦的心智来装备自己。
Is that you need to arm yourself with the same attitude that Jesus had when he went through the sufferings.
就是你们要厌恶这个罪恶。
That you dislike sin,
并且要甘心的为义来受苦
，and that you willingly suffer for righteousness.
跟以前一起的那一种放纵放纵自己的这一种的不信的人，你要跟他有分开。
That you separate yourself from those unbelievers who live a lust life.
跟以前过去这一种的生活，你要。跟他断绝。
That you cease from the past life.
在当中，我们可能弟兄姐妹都知道有一个这个中国的故事。
We know there's a story in China.
这个在以前有两个读书的人。
There are two people in the old days.
他们是好朋友。
They're good friends.
他们常常一起来做所有的事情都一起做的。
They do everything together. They study together.
那念书也是一起念书的。
They go to school together.
他们在家里面念书。
They go to school at home. They're homeschool.
对，那所以呢，他们好的到一个地步了，他们坐的同一个席上面，就是一起来念书的。
So they're so good together that they sit on the same mattress.
所以一个他姓管。
One person is called Guan.
另外一个姓华。
And the other one is called Hua.
这两个人都是很好的朋友。
They're a good friend.
那但有一天，他们在这个院子里面哈，做 yard work， 就是要在外面要拔草啊，做各样的事情。
They were doing yard work one day in the garden.
但当一起做的时候，其中发现这个草堆里面有一粒金子在当中。
And then when they were doing this, they noticed a piece of gold in the grass.
那姓管的那个他就不管了，他还是继续的来做这样的事情。
So this Mr. Guan did ignore the piece of gold.
然后姓华的那个他看到那个金子的话，他停下手来，把这个金子把它捡起。放到一边。
And then this Mr. Hua saw the piece of gold and he picked it up.
那个是第一个事情。
This is the first thing.
那不久过了一段时间以后，他们还是一起来念书。
And then sometime later.
但有一天，好像有一队很大的那个队伍在房子里面来经过，好像有一个高官带着他们的人马在前面经过。
So there's some high authority passing.In front of their house.
那个姓管的他也不管。
So this Mr. Guan doesn't care about that.
还是在念书。
And he's still studying.
那另外一个姓华的就跑出去，停下来不念书，跑到外面要看一下什么事情。
And this Mr. Hua is interested in this group of people.
那个姓管的看到这个姓华的心里面有那种很羡慕的心，很想有一天他也当大官。
So this Mr. Gua thinks that Mr. Hua is interested in becoming a higher officer one day.
所以这件事以后，这个姓管的就跟这个姓华说。
So Mr. Guan told Mr. Hua.
我跟你不一样。
I'm different from you.
我们是道不同。
We have different path.
那我们以后要分开。
We need to separate.
我们要把现在我们做的这个 mattress 这个席我们要把它割开。
We need to split the mattress that we sit on.
你坐这一边。
You sit on one side.
我坐另外一边。
I sit on the other side.
我们以后就断绝这个关系。
We are separated from now on.
这个故事叫各席分坐。
So this story is called to sit on split mattress.
那其实在这边彼得也是同样劝勉。 当时的信徒。
So Peter also encouraged the believers at that time.
你们要有一个愿意受苦的这样的心志。
You need to have an attitude that is willing to suffer.
好像基督愿意受苦的这样的心志。
Such as that Christ is willing to suffer.
所以如果你受苦的话，
So if you're suffering,
其实你就跟这个罪来分割。
Then you are seized from sin.
那基督是怎么样来在肉身上面来受苦？
So how did Christ suffer physically?
在前面第三章里面告诉我们。
In chapter 4 it tells us.
第二章也同样告诉我们。
And chapter 2 it tells us.
说到基督他受这个辱骂的时候，
When Christ was insulted,
他不还口，
He does not fight back.
他最后被钉在十字架上面，
When he was crucified,
他受到鞭打，
When he was whipped,
最后舍去他的生命，
And gave his life.
但他的态度是什么？
What is his attitude?
他的态度是甘心的去面对承受这样的苦。
He is willing to suffer.
以致他成就了什么？
And what did he fulfill?
他就成就了这个救恩。
He fulfilled the salvation.
引人可以到了神的
面前。To lead people to the Lord.
所以彼得的劝勉是什么？
So, here is Peter's encouragement.
他跟这个当时的信徒说，
He tells the believers at that time,
你们要抱着同样的这样的心志。
You need to have the same attitude.
准备好去受苦。
Prepare yourself to suffer.
怎么样受苦？
How to suffer?
就是甘心乐意的去接受这个苦。
To do it willingly.
以致带来的结果是什么？
And what would you gain from it?
以致带来的结果就是当下在属灵的征战里面你们得胜。
The result is that you win the spirit war.
你脱离了罪这个管辖。
You are not controlled by sin.
这边不是说你受苦的时候你就可以除罪，不是这样。
This doesn't mean that when you suffer, you are sinless.
就是当我们甘心乐意在肉身受苦的时候，
It means that when we are willing to suffer physically,
带来的结果就是我们可以跟这个罪断绝这个关系。
The result is that we separate from sin.
罪的引诱的力量不再在我们的身上有什么的功效。
The temptation of sin is powerless on us.
他也告诉我们，
It also tells us,
从今以后，
from then on,
你不再跟从你过去那种的要满足自己私欲的那种的生活。
You do not live a life as before in whichyou try to satisfy human passions.
反而你是希望要遵从神的旨意。
But you eager to obey the will of God.
在后面几段的几节的经文就告诉我们。
And in the following verses,
他不信的人，他们当还是在这样的放纵的败坏的生活的里面的时候。
In the following verses, they tell us that the unbelievers, when they're still living a life of a sinful life.
有一天他们要面对的是神的审判。
One day they will face God's judgment.
但如果我们甘心愿意受苦，
But if we are willing to suffer,
我们要跟这个罪断绝的话，
And that we cease from sin,
那我们就不再做以前我们跟别人一起做的这样的事情。
And we do not do what we do with others in the past.
第三节里面举列的是淫乱、纵欲、宴乐、醉酒这样的事情。
And it includes things like lust.
当我们不再跟他们一同的同流合污的话，
things like lust, orgies, drunkenness, and when we do not do these things anymore,
也不会像他们将来要面对神的审判的时候要承担的结果。
We do not have to bear the punishment when we face God's judgment.
那就可以安心的来面对。
So we can face God fearlessly.
所以彼得在这一段里面说， 我们要有一个甘心乐意像基督这样受苦的心。
So here Peter says that we need to have an attitude like Jesus to willingly suffer.
预备好自己。
To prepare ourselves.
去面对将要来的苦难。
To face the difficulties in the future.
以致我们可以跟这个罪把它分割。
So that we can separate from sin.
帮助我们不再随从我们自己那种的私欲
，Help us to not follow our own desire，
也愿意遵从神给我们的旨意
，But to obey God's will，
不再像以前一样做各样的败坏的事情
，Do not do the evil things in like we did in the past，
也不会惧怕有一天我们要面对神的时候
，So that we're fearless when we face God one day。
那个哥林多后书里面提到的。
In 2 Corinthians,
当主再来的时候
when Jesus comes again,
我们每一个都要在基督台前，我们要面对。
We all are going to face him.
我们过去所做的事情
what we've done in the past,
我们所想的事情
what we think in the past,
我们所说的话
and what we've said,
我们所想到的
and what we thought,
都会在众人的面前被显露出来
All is going to be displayed in the public
就好像有一个录影机一样
Like a video or movie
不但有画面
There's an image
还要有声音
And there's a sound
把所有的我们过去的事情都呈现在公开的
All that we did in the past will be displayed publicly
那当我们要面对这样的审判的时候
When we face judgment like this
所有我们过去的事情
All the things in the past
都让人可以看见
Are seen by people
神也看见
And God sees it
那当我们听到彼得这样的劝告的时候
And now Peter encouraged us like this
我们应该怎么样来面对
How do we face
彼得在这边没有说你就彼得在说的就是我们不要像过去一样做这样的败坏的事情。
Peter says, do not do the evil things like you did in the past.
我们心里面要重新要想到我们跟这个罪已经分割了。
We need to know that we're separated from sin.
那弟兄姐妹，我盼望其实在这一段时间我们可以回去好好的想一下
So I would like you to think about this when you go back
在现今我的生活里面
In your life today
我们信了主
That you are a believer now
我们其实还有很多地方我们心里面还是被这个最不好的事情所捆绑的
We're still bothered by many evil thoughts and
有哪一样是我现在还在挣扎的
which one you're still struggling with
有哪一样我不希望在那一天面对基督的时候公开的让人看到我这样的事情
which one you do not want to be publicly displayed when you face God's judgment
今天我可能在心里面还在想别人不知道
So today I'm still thinking and no one knows.
这是自欺欺人。
You're cheating yourself.
但神知道，有一天就会在公开的让人看到。
But one day all will be displayed publicly.
我不知道有哪一样是你想到。
I don't know which one you are thinking of.
我在预备的时候，我最起码想到我自己有两样的事情。
When I'm preparing this, I thought about two things at least.
我们盼望我们在这个时候我们就想到我们有一个愿意受苦的心
I hope at this time that you have an attitude of willing to suffer
我们明白我们已经跟这个罪隔开
And that you understand that we are separated from sin
罪不能再管辖
Sin cannot control us anymore
这样我要面对的这个困难、
This difficulty when I face it,
这个我的挣扎
my struggle,
我就带到神的面前
I can bring it to God,
求神帮助我去好好的处理这样的
and ask him to help me for this.
在第二个、彼得的劝勉
So the second encouragement from Peter,
说到我们要警醒度日
that we need to be sober-minded.
彼得就劝勉是说，我们应该知道这个世界的结局快要来临了。
We need to know that the end of all things is at hand.
我们的生活应该考虑到神的审判。
In our lives, we need to think about the judgment from God.
因着这个认知。
Because of this,
我们要谨慎，我们要警醒来度日。
We need to be self-controlled and sober-minded.
我们也应该知道，在神的家里面，互相弟兄姐妹该怎么样呢？相待。
And we also need to know how do we treat each other, in the church.
在我年轻的时候
，When I was young，
那个时候是大概高中的时候
，In high school，
然后我喜欢去跑步
，I like running，
也参加过这个赛跑
，And I participated in some races。
那我记得在这个400米的这个赛跑当中
，It was this 400 meter race，
在跑最后一个圈的时候
，The last round，
就有人会把这个铃把它敲响。
Someone will ring the bell.
让大家都运动员知道这个是最后一个圈了。
So everyone knows this is the last round.
这个走完这个圈就结束了。
And then after this, it's finished.
当中带来的意义是什么？就是你们要好好的去跑这一个圈。
So it tells them that you need to do really good for the last round.
在这一百米里面，如果你是落后的话
，If in this last 100 meters, if you are behind，
那要赶快啦，要加油啦，你要跑好一点。
You need to run faster and chase those in front of you。
那如果你是在前面的话
，If you are in front，
你更应该全神贯注。
You need to focus，
保持自己警醒
，and be alert，
不能放松
，do not relax，
因为其他人在后面就要追上来了
，because people are chasing you。
所以当我们跑的时候，在那个时候我听到这个铃声的时候
So when I hear the bell ring，
我就要很小心去跑。
I will be very careful。
不过很可惜，很多时候我就跑到那个时候我已经没力气了。
But most of the time I was so tired when closing to the finish line。
但在这边彼得先来提醒我们。
But now Peter reminds us。
他说万物的结局近了
The end of all things is close
快来了
It's coming soon
这个审判将要临到的
The judgment is coming
说不管是死的人活的人都要面对的
Those who are living and dead are all going to face it
说我们要警醒的过我们的日子
So we need to be sober-minded
我们要全神贯注
We need to be focused
保持警醒
And be alert.
就好像你跑最后的一百米这个圈一样。
Just like the last round, you run in a race.
不单是这样。
Not just this.
彼得在这边更提醒我们。
Peter also reminds us.
其实我们不是一个人在赛跑。
You're not just running by yourself.
我们是一队人的去赛跑。
There's a group of people.
当我们走的时候。
When
我跑的时候。
When we run.
我们要照顾我们旁边的。
We need to take care of those
如果有跑得比较慢的
if they run slow,
我们要鼓励他们
we need to encourage them,
帮助他们
help them,
让我们可以一起都跑完这一段
so everyone can finish the running,
以致在这个当中
so that
神得到荣耀
glory belongs to God.
他举了四个地方让我们要注意的。
He reminded us of four points.
第一个他说到要谨慎自守警醒祷告。
First is to be self-controlled, sober-minded for prayers.
意思是说我们心里面要保持这个警觉。
Meaning that you need to be alert in your mind.
要常常要清醒。
And be clear-minded.
要常常去操练我们这个祷告的生活。
Often practice a life of prayers.
不单是个人的祷告
not just your own prayers.
还是弟兄姐妹一起的公开的祷告 我们都要好好的去操练，好好的参与。
We need to practice and participate.
保持这个清醒的头脑，我们去祷告。
So that we are clear-minded when we pray.
第二个，他说到我们要彼此。相爱
Second, he says, loving one another.
是认真的，全力以赴的去彼此相爱。
Loving each other earnestly and with all your heart.
他说到这个爱能遮掩许多的罪。
Because love covers a multitude of sins.
这边不是说我们有了爱，就叫我们去隐瞒这个罪。 或者这个放任这个罪。
It doesn't mean that when there's love, you can ignore the sin.
乃是说爱让我们能包容别人对我们的亏欠。
It means that love can help us to tolerate others' shortness.
以致我们可以一次又一次去饶恕别人。
So that we can forgive other people again and again.
第三个，他提醒我们。
The third, he reminds us.
要互相来款。款待
to show hospitality to one another.
怎么样去做？
How do we do that?
就是甘心去做，不发怨言的去做。
We do that willingly and happily without grumbling.
有的翻译就是说，你要欢欢喜喜的在家里面接待有需要的人。
Some translations say that you need to happily receive people who need a place or a food to eat.
或者经过的人。
Or those passing by.
也平常要把我们自己家里面把它开放。
To open your house.
让别人来用。
So people can enjoy.
那教会当中，我们以前有一位牧师。
There was a pastor before.
他去了弟兄姐妹的家的时候。
When he goes to a brother or sister's house.
他会留意这个弟兄姐妹的家里面他的锅有多大。
He will pay attention to how big the pot is in their home.
他说。这个锅家里面锅比较大的这个家
If you have a big pot at home
弟兄姐妹是是比较属灵的
Then you are very spiritual
我想一下哈他是这样说对不起对不起 OK 属灵的弟兄姐妹的家的锅一定是大的
A spiritual brother and sister's home always have big pot
家里面锅大的不一定属灵的弟兄姐妹。
But those who have big pots at home doesn't always mean you're spiritual.
我想我搞对了嘛，对吧 ？OK， 好，好，这个最后一个他提出的。
And the last thing that he talked
about. 说我们每一个人都有恩赐。
That we all have gifts.
我们要按着神给我们的恩赐，要彼此来服侍。
We need to serve each other according to our gifts.
这个彼此的意思是说我们要服侍别人。
Serve each other means that we need to serve others.
也要接受别人对我的服侍。
And to receive servings by from others.
以致我们可以做一个好的管家。
So that we are good stewards of God.
在后面几节的经文，他就提了两个例子给我们看。
In the following verses.
一个讲到这个讲道或者宣讲神的话语。
He talks.Also about the gift of speaking.
另外一个讲到帮助人。
And then also the second gift is about helping others.
彼得在这边好像提了两个问题。
It seems like Peter mentioned two things.
第一个问题他就问。你有没有这个你有这个宣讲的恩赐吗
Do you have the gift of speaking?
那如果有的话。
If you do.
就在你宣讲的时候就好像神正在通过你来讲话一样。
Then when you speak, itDo it such as that the such as God is talking through you.
所以当我们讲神的话的时候
，So when we speak for God,
就好像神通过我们来讲。
It is like the Lord is talking through.
那当我们听的时候呢
？When we listen,
我们就听这段话，就好像神对我们来说一样。
We listen to this just as if God is talking to us.
所以第二个问题，他说：“你有帮助人的恩赐吗
？”Second, he says, "Do you have the gift to help others?"
如果你有的话
，If you do,
你就用神所赐给你一切的力量、能力去帮助别人。
So help others with all the effort.
那同样，我们也接受弟兄姐妹给我们的帮助。
And we also receive helpings from brothers and sisters.
当我们这样做的时候
，When we do this,
我们借助耶稣基督给我们的力量。
From the strength of the Lord,
我们在做神给我们恩赐的好管家。
We are good stewards of God's gift.
以致神就得到荣耀。
So that He gets the glory.
然后。我盼望弟兄姐妹，我们回去可以想两个问题。
I hope you think about two questions.
第一个
，First，
彼得在这边所说，万物的结局近了。
Peter says that the end of all things is near.
你同意吗
？Do you agree？
回想过去的日子
，Think about the past time.
在这两三年当中
，In the past 2 to 3 years，
在这个疫情的期间
，In COVID。
你心里面有没有担忧？
Have you ever worried?
我坦白跟弟兄姐妹讲。
I can say frankly to you，
在这个奥米克隆还没出现的时候
，before Omicron，
我心里面是有担忧。
I was worried。
发现这样的疫情带来的结果是什么
？I was thinking what's the result of a of COVID？
是否神要快回来？主耶稣要快回来
？Is Jesus coming soon？
第二个，我想问一下，就是在这个俄乌战争初期这个时候
，Second, I want to ask you, when the war between Russia and Ukraine first started，
你是否也有担忧
？Have you worried about it？
特别最近这个普京摆出各样的要用核武的姿态的时候
，Especially recently when Putin wants to use even nuclear weapons，
你心里面会怎么样想
？What are you thinking about？
我也坦白告诉弟兄姐妹
，I can frankly tell you，
我在早期这个战争开始的时候
，When the war first started，
我去买了这个碘片，这个 iodine pill。
I bought iodine pill。
我还有一瓶在我的家里面。
I still have one bottle at home。
我想到可能真的发生了。
So maybe it will really come。
不过这个不是让我去想是否会发生。
But this is not for me to think whether
it's going to happen. 因为这个圣经里面讲得很清楚，万物的结局一定会发生的。
Because the Bible clearly tells us that the end of the world will come.
很快就来了。
And it's coming soon.
耶稣基督快要回来了。
Jesus is coming soon.
这是我相信。
And I believe this.
彼得那个时候所说的，也靠近了两千年。
So this is 2,000 years more closer from Peter's time.
所以希望弟兄姐妹，我们回去想。
So I want you to think about this when you go back.
你是否真的意识到万物的结局近了
？Have you really realized that the end of everything is close?
第二个，我希望弟兄姐妹回去想的。
And another thing I want you to think.
我是否是忠心的来运用神给我的恩赐
？Did I faithfully use the gifts that God gave me，
让神得到荣耀
，so that He gets the glory。
如果我们真的好好去想的话
，if you really think about this carefully，
你大概会知道神给你哪一样的恩赐。
You will probably know what gift you have from。
我也看到我们当中很多弟兄姐妹在不同的地方、不同的方面表现出神给他们的恩赐。
I see many of you have gifts from God in all aspects。
有的弟兄姐妹很有恩赐服侍人。
Some of you are gifted to serve others。
去关怀别人。
To care about others。
有的弟兄姐妹在神的话语上面非常有恩赐。
Some of you are very good at teaching。
有的弟兄姐妹在传福音的事上非常有恩赐。
Some of you are good at preaching the gospel。
我们每一个人都有。
Everyone has their gift。
那你是哪一个恩赐是谁给你？
What is your gift？
哪一个是最明显的？
Which one is the most obvious gift？
如果你不知道的话，
If you don't know，
问一下你的配偶。
You can ask your spouse。
问一下你的家人。
And your family members。
问一下你最亲近的弟兄姐妹。
Ask those that are close to you。
我最明显的恩赐。
What is my most obvious gift？
当你知道以后。
Once you know it。
你问一下自己。
And then ask yourself。
我是否好好的来用我这样的恩赐
？Did I use my gift？
在跟弟兄姐妹相处当中。
When I in my relationships with sisters and brothers。
把这个恩赐把它用出来。
Did I use my gift？
如果没有的话。
If not，
那你要回答一个问题。
Please answer this question。
你还要等什么
？What are you waiting for？
如果万物的结局近了
，If the end of all things is near，
彼得告诉我们要好好的运用。
Peter tells us to use your gift。
那我还在等什么
？Then what are we waiting for？
好，我们很快看第三个。
Let's look at the third one。
第三个是彼得是这个劝勉，就是。信徒不要因为正在经历苦难的时候，你要感到惊讶。
So Peter tells us, do not be surprised at the fiery trial when it comes
upon you. 反而你在受苦的时候，你应该感到高兴。
But you need to rejoice when you go through suffering.
因为在受苦的时候，经过试炼的时候，其实我们是与基督一同经历的。
Because we share Christ's suffering when we go through the trial.
在十二节里面，他这样说。
In verse 12, he says,
不要因为你正经历烈火般的试炼，就要惊讶。
So do not be surprised at the fiery trial when it comes upon you to test you.
好像遇到什么不寻常的事。
As though something strange were happening to you.
他像火般的试炼是这样的试炼，是非常严厉的试炼。
So fiery trials are very hard times.
也有一个炼净这一种的功效。
But it also has a refining process.
他建议完了以后，那劝勉了以后，他提了另外一个反面的建议。
And he has another suggestion.
那说相反的，你不要觉得是惊奇，你要高高兴兴的。
On contrary, do not feel surprised, but rejoice.
因为这样让你是跟基督一同受苦。
Because you're sharing Christ's sufferings.
因为基督也因着这样愿意来受苦。
Because finish that.
基督也甘心乐意的为我们来受苦。
Because the Christ is willing to suffer for us.
但我们也同样欢欢喜喜的来面对这个苦难的时候。
If we face this difficulty with rejoice.
其实我们是与基督在这个受苦当中联合在一起。
Then we are united with Christ in sufferings.
以致当他荣耀的回来的显现的时候，
so that when he is revealed in glory, when he comes back,
我们要很开心，我们可以看到这样的荣耀的显现。
That we will rejoice in his glory.
然后他也提到一个，
he also says,
有一个条件，
a precondition,
就是要提醒他们，
is to remind them,
如果我们要在基督回来的时候一同跟他享受这个分享这个荣耀的时候，
If we are to share the glory when Jesus comes again,
我们要注意的是我们要忠心的来去做善的事情。
Then we need to faithfully do good things.
不能让自己因为行恶事而受苦。
That we do not suffer because we did evil things.
在这一段当中，彼得提到就是这样的事情，你不要觉得奇怪。
So Peter says, do not be surprised when you go
through
suffering.
是一定会发生的。
It will happen.
在旧约里面，许许多多的故事都让我们看到。
Many stories in the Old Testament tells us this.
不少的神喜爱的仆人，他们都经历这样的苦。
Many of the servants that the Lord loved go through sufferings.
为了他们要跟随主。
Because they are to follow Jesus.
为了他们的信仰。
For their beliefs,
他们愿意面对这个苦。
They are willing to face the suffering.
虽然他们可能面对逼迫。
Although when they face persecutions,
他们不会有羞愧的去承受这样的苦。
They are not ashamed to bear it.
一个好的例子就是约瑟。
A good example.
约瑟他当他在这个波提法里面家里面当管家的时候，
When he was the steward,
这个埃及的一个高官，
in Potiphar's house, who is a high officer in Egypt,
因为神重用他，所以所有事情他都做得很顺利。
Because Potiphar likes him, so he's good at everything.
把所有的事情都交给他。
He is governing everything in the household.
波提佛的一个太太。
So Potiphar's wife,
其实她也看中这个约瑟。
She liked Joseph.
她希望跟这个约瑟发生一个不正常的关系。
And she wants to have an unusual relationship.
常常引诱他。
Often tempt him.
有一天，这个高官离开了以后
，One day when Potiphar is not at home,
就留下这个约瑟跟他的太太。
Joseph and his wife and Joseph are at home.
这个太太就再来引诱他。
And his wife came to Joseph again.
约瑟知道这样做事情是不对的。
Talk to him, but Joseph knows that this is not the right thing to do.
他就要希望逃脱。
He wants to escape.
这个高官的太太拉住他。
And then the wife got hold of him.
约瑟就只有把他这个外衣把他脱掉。
So Joseph let go his
往外面跑。
Let go his clothes and just run away.
结果等这个官回来以后，
When Potiphar came back,
这个太太就在这个官的面前诬告 这个月色。
And then the wife accused Joseph in front of her husband.
是他要来欺负我。
She said that he wanted to have a relationship with me.
所以大家都知道的故事，就是官就把彼得放到监狱里面。
So we know that after that, Joseph was put into jail.
旧约里面其实有很多很多这样的例子。
There are many examples like this in the Old Testament.
让我们明白这样的试炼会临到我们。
So we understand and know that temptations like this will happen to us.
当我们面对这样的试炼的时候
when we face this temptation,
那我们该怎么样来处理
what do we do?
这边讲到我们首先要检讨这样的难处是否是因着我们错误的决定错误的行为来带来的。
So first we need to self-criticize whether this type of difficulties are caused by our poor judgment or decisions.
假如是这样的话，我们就在神的面前悔改认罪。
If so, we need to admit our sin in front of God and repent.
求神来帮助我们。
And ask him to help us.
我要到教会，我是从北边开车过来。
When I come to church, I come from the north.
我知道大家都可能会走这个旧的这个十九号公路。
And I know you probably will drive on US 19.
我相信大家也知道这个十九号公路里面常常会有警察停在两旁。
You will often see police cars on the side of 19.
你也知道停在哪个地方。
And you know where they are.
那如果礼拜天我因为晚上我没有好好睡觉。
And if I, on Sunday, if I didn't sleep well the night before,
我起来的时候晚。
I wake up late.
我赶来教会。
Then I was in a hurry.
我在那一段路原来40我开到55。
Then the speed limit is 45 and I will do 55.
那我给警察抓到的话。
And if I was caught by the police,
我不是为善为义来受苦。
I do not suffer for righteousness.
那是我们讲这个活该的。
I deserve that.
所以第一个我们要先来检验是否活该。
So first we need to check if we deserve the punishment.
那如果不是因为这个原因的话
if not,
我建议弟兄姐妹我们三个原则来处理。
Then I suggest you threeprinciples.
一个是信心的原则。
First is the principle of faith.
我们明白这个受苦乃是出于神的美意。
So first we know that all sufferings are from God's will.
不要炼净我们。
To refine us.
让我们更加的信靠他。
So that we rely on him more.
顺服他。
And we obey him.
那个是第一个原则。
That's first.
第二个原则是仰望的原则。
Second is that we look upon him.
我们要欢欢喜喜的
But we rejoice,
以一个末世的眼光来看现在的情况
we look at the difficulties in the perspective of an end of the world and we hope
神的公义在主再来的时候会得到完全的彰显
that when Jesus comes again his righteousness will manifest
那我现在所受的苦
now the sufferings that I bear now
是与主一同来承受
is sharing the sufferings with the Lord.
有一天他回来的时候
One day when he comes back,
他会彰显他的公义
he will show his justification.
而使他回来的时候快乐
And he is coming soon.
第三个是爱心的原则
And third one is with love.
在受苦的时候
When we are suffering,
我们还是要行善
we still want to do good things.
还是要祝福别人
we still want to bless others.
这个是我们可以带的一个抱着一个原则。
That's the three principles.
好，所以今天在第四章里面。
So today in chapter four,
彼得提醒我们。
Peter reminds us.
万物的结局近了。
The end of everything is near.
主快要回来。
And the Lord is coming soon.
他回来的时候带来的审判。
And when he comes, there's judgment.
就给了我们三个的劝勉。
So he gives us three encouragement.
我们应该以基督的那一种愿意受苦的心智。
First is that we need to have the same attitude as Jesus
来去装备我们自己
to arm ourselves to face sufferings.
我们要与这个罪明白我们是跟罪已经隔开了
We need to know that we are separated from sin.
以致我们在面对将来的审判的时候
so,
我们可以坦然地去面对
So we will be fearless when we face the judgment in the future.
第二个劝勉是我们迎着这个末日这个万物的结局快到的时候
Because all the end of all things is near,
我们要警醒度日。
We need to be sober-minded.
我们要常常好好的祷告。
We need to pray.
我们彼此切实的相爱。
We need to love each other.
我们要甘心的互相来款待。
We need to be, we need to show hospitality to
each other. 按着神给我们的恩赐，我们要互相的来服侍。
And we need to serve each other according to our gifts.
第三个，他也告诉我们。
And third one.
时候快到了。
That time is near.
不要因为这个面对苦难，我们觉得很惊讶。
Do not be surprised when we go through trials.
反而我们要高兴。
Difficulties, but rejoice.
因为我们是与基督一同受苦的。
Because we share suffering with Christ.
这是提醒我们。
So this reminds us.
所以我们盼望弟兄姐妹，我们回去想几件事情。
I hope you can think about a few things.
就是有一天，我们现在所做的、所想的、所说的。都在公开里面让大家都看到。
One day, everything that we do, we say, and we think will be displayed publicly.
有哪一样你现在的挣扎你要面对的？
Which is one of the strugglings that you're going to face?
不要隐藏。
Don't hide it.
我们就在跑到神的面前，求神帮助我们去解决这样事情。
Come in front of the God and ask Him to help us solve the problem.
第二个。
Second.
你是否明白这个彼得所说的万物的结局近了？
Do you really understand what Peter means when he says the end of everything is close?
如果你真的这样相信的话，
If you really believe,
那你该怎么样来去过今天的生活？
Then how do you live your life today?
希望我们可以回去好好想。
I hope you think about this.
好，我们再做一个祷告。
Well, let's pray.
天父上帝，谢谢你。
Lord, thank you.
你的话语提醒我们。
Your words remind us.
你要回来，主耶稣要回来的日子越来越近。
The day that Jesus come again is close.
以致我们今天虽然我们面对苦难。
So when we face difficulties in life today.
我们有一个不一样的态度。
We have a different attitude.
我们要学习基督，
we need to learn Jesus,
甘心乐意的
to willingly suffer,
我们要欢欢喜喜的
and rejoice,
去面对这样的苦难
to face difficulties with rejoice,
因为知道当我们面对这样的苦难的时候
because when we face difficulties,
我们是与这个罪来分割
we are separated from sin,
我们也是与基督一同的来受苦
and we're sharing the sufferings with Christ
也提醒我们
and also remind us
警醒的来度日
to be sober minded
以致我们在我们的祷告当中我们要认真
so when we pray earnestly
以致我们爱我们弟兄姐妹的时候我们真的要尽力的去爱
and we love each other with all our heart
以致我们要帮助我们弟兄姐妹的时候我们的尽力去帮助
and when we help each other, we help them with all our effort.
以致我们不会浪费，不会去用神你给我们的恩赐。
And that we do not waste the gift that you give us.
让我们好好在这件事上面求主你来帮助我们。
So Lord, help us on this.
我们这样祷告，奉耶稣基督的名。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.